This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm so happy to be here with you today. We have a beautiful, sunny Southern California day, the ones I love. And I have a very special guest, Jennifer Filton. She's going to be talking about how when you give from the heart, you get so much more in return. Jennifer is owner of Rockstar Marketing, and she's been serving the auto repair industry since 2009. She's a bona fide rock star, and she handles the social media marketing for blogs for Cars Second Chance. She's also the author of her newest book, The Give to Get Principle, which tells the stories of auto repair industry champions and how they use relationship marketing to develop a client database full of raving fans. Welcome to the show, Jennifer. How are you doing today?
I am super. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being on my show. It's totally my pleasure. So let's talk a little bit about your story, how you came to do what you're currently doing.
Oh, my gosh. How much time you got? Okay. So back in 2006, I was going through a divorce, and I was always in marketing and sales, but I, for the first time, started writing music, and I discovered these social media platforms called MySpace and this brand new thing that was just released to the public called Facebook and Twitter.
Yes.
And I used those platforms to promote my music. And we qualified for 10 Grammy nominations on the first album. It was like, what? Did I get struck by lightning? But what I didn't realize was I was planting the seeds for becoming the social media expert that I am today. And even though I still am collecting the royalty checks off of my one-hit wonder, which got big in India, of all places, nobody at home knows who I am. Yeah, I know. But I felt like a failure because I sunk a lot of money into my music and I got very little out of it. Mm-hmm. But what I realized I was doing was making a very successful marketing agency that would help the top 10% auto repair shops in the country reach their next $1 million because of what I had learned in promoting my music. So that's kind of how it started. And I wrote my book because I am – very fortunate that I get to learn all the really awesome stories of these clients of mine, and I get to learn the secret sauce of what it is that they do. So I wrote the book about it. And Car Second Chance that you wrote about in the interview, that actually, or in the intro, sorry, that is actually a car donation program that works with the Rotary Club. And so whenever a car is donated, it helps feed people and it helps with various charitable things. So it's all a matter of living the life of giving generously. And then it always has a ripple effect of joy, bringing back a lot of abundance. So that's kind of me in a nutshell.
Yeah, wow. I didn't know that about Cars Second Chance. That's so cool. So what made you go into the auto industry of all industries? I'm just curious.
Right? Well, I've always loved automobiles. I really have. I've always been kind of a car gal. I'm not one to work on the car, but I've always been a fan, and I always hung out with friends that were into cars. And it is kind of funny. We all kind of laugh. It's like, how did the girlfriend of, like, all the car guys, like, how did she become the marketing person? So I can't turn a wrench for anything, but I can write about brake pair like nobody's business.
I love that. I love that. It reminds me of that old movie, My Cousin Vinny, where the girl goes up there on the stand and she knows everything about cars. And everybody's like, what? She's a girl. Very nice. Very, very good.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about authenticity, since it's called Dare to Be Authentic. What role does that play in all of this for you?
Oh, well, you know, you can't go through life without being you. And to celebrate all that you are is the way life should be, right? And, you know, especially when you look at marketing, you know, using the car industry, the auto repair industry, as I do focus on. I work with other industries as well, but this is the main industry that I focus on. And you know, when you look at auto repair shops, don't they all look the same? And they all kind of have the same message. We do things right the first time. We're transparent. We're honest. We're affordable. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, can you tell the difference between boy and girl penguins? They all kind of look the same. Mm-hmm. And really, you have to look at the authenticity, what makes the story behind that business. What's the voice of that business that makes them separate out from the rest of the competition? Because if we don't know what that authenticity is and what their why is and who they are, it's hard for us to identify them and then resonate with them in the heart. So I always tell my my students in my marketing classes and my clients, I say, fly your freak flag, because the people that you are going to attract the raving fans that are seeking you out. And so when you fly your freak flag and you are authentic and really focus on those that you really want to serve, the ideal client, that, again, is just going to reap so many benefits for you and those that you serve.
I love that. Fly your freak flag. Maybe that would be the title of your next book. I just love the phrase.
You know, that's not a bad idea. Yeah, I like that, Mari.
Yeah, because like you said, well, you actually said you can't go through life without being you. You can go through life without being you, but you can't go through life and be happy and joyful and step into your purpose without being you, because you're so busy trying to be someone other than you, right? And so it's only when we become us, how I learned, authentic, truly who we are, that we can really create the life that we love and we can serve other people, because that's part of our purpose here, right? So speaking of doing what we love, what do you believe is the first step for a person who really wants to find what they love to do?
That is such a great question. And I have been very fortunate that I do what I love to do. I think it's just a matter of embracing fear and embracing failure and knowing that that's not a bad thing. It's actually going to help you get to the other side faster. Mm-hmm. You know, so the Great Recession hit in 2007, 2008, 2009, and right. I was working for a construction company, being the marketing director, and we were watching construction industry just, oh my gosh, the bottom fell out because, of course, the housing market. So I knew I had to pivot then, and I was like, I told my boss, I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm going to start my own marketing business because I think that a lot of businesses are going to let go of their marketing departments, but they're going to need to outsource it because marketing is still so important. And so that's what led me to own a very successful rockstar marketing agency. Now, here, COVID, the pandemic, of course, again, made us pivot. And some of us had to really shift away from doing that career. So when you have these major pivot points, you might as well look deep inside of you and say, am I living the life that I really want to live? Do I have dreams that I really want to go after? Am I living my best life? You know, it's not like we're cats and we have 9 lives to select from. We have one, and if we only have one, we don't want to be lying on our deathbeds regretting anything. So are you going to be happy when you're in your 80s, 90s, 100s looking back and said, I gave it my all and I pursued the things that I really, really wanted to do? And that's what I did back in 2009 when I started Rockstar Marketing. I knew that social media was right up my alley. It was a relatively new industry that was taking hold in marketing. Yeah. And a lot of naysayers are like, oh, this is just a fad. Well, guess what? Social media marketing viewership has gone beyond television marketing viewership. So the proof is in the pudding.
Right? Television market, no. No, it's true. It's so true. Mm-hmm. And you were in on it and you had an affinity for it and a love for it, which makes all the difference. I mean, loving
so
what
true.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so important, and it's just in the way you're speaking and in the energy you're projecting, I could tell that you just love what you do. You love taking care of your clients. So What do you think is the main message that you want to bring to the public today?
Well, you know, again, if you're doing what you love, you'll never feel like you are truly working. I mean, okay, so all week long, I've been on the phone with clients, and today that we're talking, it's Friday. And a lot of us are like, so you got plans for the weekend? And pretty much everybody I've talked to, we've all said approximately the same thing. What weekend? There is no weekend anymore. We don't even know what day it is because with the pandemic and us sheltering in place, we're all just working. And here's the thing, like I am working so much that my butt does not leave this seat very often and I need to get out more and do more things. But the point being is that, yeah, I really do love what I do, and I'll look up and the sun's already gone down, and I'm like, darn it, I didn't get out and see the sun today. But if we're going to be pivoting this hard, and we're going to be working this hard, and we're going to be doing everything we can to make sure we don't have any regrets, you got to focus on doing what you love, because it will come back to you. It will come back to you. So, you know, I focus on doing the things that, and there are some things that I cannot do when I'm not running this marketing agency. My husband and I teach dance. I cannot teach dance right now because clearly there's a pandemic and West Coast swing dancing is not happening because it's too risky, but that's right. Okay, because I'm pursuing other things. I'm just focusing on what are my options? What do I want to do next? There's the question everyone should be asking themselves. What is it that I want to do next? And then go on the path to pursuing that. It could be a little thing on your to-do list, or it could be a bigger project or a bigger goal that you want to hit. But if you keep asking yourself, what do I want to do next? What are the steps that I need to do to get where I want to go? It wasn't born overnight, this whole successful agency. It took me a lot of failures and a lot of challenges and a lot of, you know, trial and error before I realized, oh, I've got the winning formula now. And this book, you know, this wasn't my first book. This is my third published book, and this is the one that's getting the most success. So the first time is not always going to be the big thing. It might be that gets you started. And then you see that your next attempt and your next attempt and your next attempt, and finally you unlock the code and you hit it.
That's good. I love how you say it's not always the first time. There's a lot of trial and error. And you said earlier, embracing failures, what people would call failures, which is really more kind of experimentation, right? How many experiments did it take to create a light bulb? I think over 2,000. Could you imagine doing something 2,000 times before you get it right? That took an amazing amount of persistence. But I love that you say embrace your fear and embrace your failures. Because one of the things is the fear of failure, right? Okay, I already failed at this, so I better not try it again. So I love that. That's really a great message. Well, we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors. If you want to call in and talk to Jennifer or ask her a question, you can call in now at 929-477-3869, 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
What you allow is what will continue. The things happening in your life are not by accident. Your love life, your happiness, your peace are all controlled by you. Are you ready to transform the most intimate relationships in your life? Are you ready to get off that dating hamster wheel? Allowing Change is ran by life and relationship coach Brittany Richards, and she understands relationships are hard, but they can work and you can find that perfect partner. Contact Brittany Richards today at 509-795-0376 or at allowingchange.com and book a free consultation.
New York, 1971. After surviving an assassination attempt on my life, I created another alias, Bulletproof. The mafia lifestyle can get messy when you start an all-out war on the mob. You know that movie, The Godfather? Well, I'm living it. Let's just say robbing a mob's money drop sets the whole war in motion. This thrilling killer series, Killer with a Heart, Killer with Three Heads, and coming soon, Killer with Black Blood by J.L. Hill, keeps your blood pumping. Get these urban crime fictions from Amazon or RockHillPublishing.com.
Are you ready for more? Ready to make a change but not sure what steps to take? Dr. Tracy, a certified executive coach with proven results, can help. If you're frustrated, unmotivated, feeling stuck, or out of place, Dr. Tracy will help you break through to the next level. Stop believing this is all there is and know there's more for you. Text COACHME to 833-372-4369 for a free consultation. You are ready. Text COACHME to 833-372-4369 for a free consultation.
So you want your business to reach its potential? Is your technology supporting your growth or holding you back? Through business management coaching, real-time collaboration, and customized solutions, MindCore can help leading companies take back control of their technology, streamline their business, and outperform their competition. Visit our website at mind-core.com to learn why 500-plus business leaders trust MindCore for transforming their collaboration, cybersecurity, and cloud computing. That's mind-core.com.
We're back on Data Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Maury Mitchell, with special guest Jennifer Filton, talking about how when you give from the heart, you'll get so much more in return. So going off of that, Jennifer, let's talk more in depth about your book, The Give to Get Principle. What was your inspiration for it, and what can the reader expect?
Ah, yes. Okay. So I have been very blessed in my marketing world that I get to interview my clients before we start writing the content for their website or doing their social media marketing or blogs or whatever. It's very important to us to capture their voice, because when we know what their why is, what motivates them, what makes them special and unique, who it is that they're serving, et cetera, then we can really tell that story in such a heartfelt way that the people who resonate with their message can't help but want to work with them, right? And that's what helps us, that's what helps the shops that we work for reach their next $1 million in revenue, because the story is so good. Well, because of these interviews, I have been hearing all these 11 years that this is their secret sauce. You know, this is somebody's why, or this is the giving element that they have in this particular shop that just creates raving fans. So really, the Give to Get principle is about establishing deep relationships with your clients and using reciprocity, and then that really just builds raving fans. And so if you look at the book in two parts, I would say the very first half of it is sharing all of the stories of my clients. So if you're a business owner and you want to know the secret sauce that has helped them become champions within their industry and why they are so successful, you can read through this book and go, oh, they do this. Oh, they do that. Let's do that too. But then the second half of the book is where it's like a workbook, and I have you and your team sit down together and say, okay, what is our why? What are our superpowers? What is our attitude? And how can we apply these things to implement the Give to Get principle in our own business and thrive and help our clients just love us so much that they can't help but tell the world about what we do?
Right. Wow, I love that. They love you so much. And you know what I love about this all? When you're talking about their why, you're talking about their stories, this is who they really are. It's not some kind of marketing gimmick, right? You know, it's authentic.
No.
True. And people can tell if something is true or something's just a gimmick, right?
Oh, so true. I have a gentleman, for example, you know, he really just took such pride in the fact that his clients were loyal to him and that their Hondas would have high mileage. And so he, you know, a lot of the Hondas that he serviced had like 250, 300, 400,000 miles on the same engine. So you know what he did? And I write about this. It was so cute. Ole Christensen. Whenever a car had a big milestone in high mileage, let's just say it hit 300,000 miles, he would get it a birthday cake and put a candle on it and present the owner with this little birthday cake celebrating the fact that they took such good care of their baby, their car, that it had a birthday of 300,000 miles, and that's a big thing to celebrate. And it's just so genuine and sweet. That what can you do in your business to celebrate your clients and the good work that they are doing under your tutelage?
I love that story. That's the cutest thing I ever heard. And
yeah.
I can imagine the owner is beaming, you know, and it's just the sweetest thing I ever heard. What a great, great thing that he did. Such good encouragement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. And there's like a whole bunch of section talking about, you know, what you can do with food. You know, there's like giving to get with food. Like over the summer, COVID was happening. People couldn't go inside the building. But one of my shops wanted to celebrate the fact that they were 5 years in business. So he rented or he hired a shave ice truck to come out to his shop. And whether you were a client of his or not, he sent out a broad message on Nextdoor up in Sacramento,
right.
And said, on this day, at this time, from this hour to this hour, we're going to have shave ice. We're giving it away. We're celebrating our 5-year anniversary. Come and enjoy some shave ice on this very hot August day, and let's have some fun. And he had such a great turnout. It was free for everybody who wanted shave ice. And he got a lot of great publicity, and the people that were already working with him adored it. And then the people that didn't know about him, well, guess who's new clients? So it's just, there's so many different ways that you can give to get, and it really just brings your community closer to you.
That's the part I love the most, because I can see that when you're talking about that shaved ice story, people coming, lining up, you know, and telling everybody, and never saw the shop maybe. And then you tell the story, hey, this guy did this for us. And so, of course, it creates instant marketing for him. But I love that he had this original idea. Who does that? You know, what a great original
right.
idea to run with it. So,
right.
And, go ahead.
And it doesn't even have to include food. I mean, you know, again, during the pandemic, you know, there were a lot of shops, they were just so worried about their clients. They're like, oh my gosh, especially when you have older clientele and they're driving their older vehicles, you know, you haven't seen them and you know that they come in normally, you know, but no one's driving and there's shelter in place and people are starting to worry. So I told my clients, hey, you know what, pick up that phone and just call in and check on them, see how they're doing. Who does that? Okay, the doctor's office might do that after you've seen them for a procedure. But have you had any businesses call you to check in on your well-being because they care about you so much? That is another example of giving to get. It's just showing that you really care. It's fostering those relationships, because I'll tell you what, the relationships are going to get you through the good times and the bad times. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely, because you're not offering so much a service or a product, you're offering yourself. And so it reminds me of that little town feel. I mean, I grew up in New York City. I've never lived in a little town. But you know how you see those movies and shows about little towns where everybody's so willing, whether it is to tow your car or bring you food when you're sick or whatever, they all come in to help.
Yes.
And that feeling to it, that just feeling of comfort and of people caring. I just love that, Jennifer, so much. Very nice. Let's talk for a minute about how to get a hold of you and your book.
Okay. Well, you know, I am a real person and I love talking to people. So I don't hide behind a lot of, you know, agents and you know, I always love how Bill Murray is like that. He is his own agent. And if you want to call Bill Murray and have him, you know, be an actor in your thing, you just call them directly. So anyway, my email is jenniferfilzen@gmail.com. And if you want to find out all the cool stuff that I do, Rockstar Marketing is one of the aspects that I do. But if you want to go to jenniferfilzen.com, you're going to be able to see all kinds of fun things. You know, again, born out of the pandemic, I have jumped into some more fun things to do, just because what else is there to do but to be creative, and I love being creative. So I have my own little podcast, Connecting with Jennifer Filzen, and I am always seeking people to interview on that, where we sit down and we find out what your why is and what makes you special and unique, and you know, who do you serve in the world, that kind of thing. My husband and I also have a show called Marriage Plus Business, because we are married and we love each other and we work together and we're under the same roof and we're not tearing each other's hair out. So we interview other couples that are married as well, and they're making it work, and that's a fun show. We do teach dance, and of course, teaching dance is not something that we can do right now, but I do have some dance instructional videos, not on how to teach you how to dance per se, but it's based off of my prior book, What Dancing Taught Me About Running a Successful Business. And I figured that all the things that we do in dance also apply to what we do in business. And so we teach about teamwork and timing and technique, clarity, confidence, certainty. There's like so many different things that we have in business that we do in dance. And so they're actually business videos with a dancing twist. It's kind of fun. So yeah, jenniferfilzen.com. You can reach me. You can purchase my books. You can also find me on Amazon. And if you go on Amazon, you can also hear my old cheesy music from back when I was doing my music.
That's so cool, Jennifer. So it's Jennifer Filzen, JenniferFilzen.com. Jennifer Filzen. You can also, and you can also find her on Amazon. Fantastic. So we're winding down. We have about 4 minutes left, Jennifer. Is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener, something that's on your heart today?
Gosh, you know, my wish for you is that you are doing everything that you really want to do. If you are in a space where you are finding that you are restricted and you are not able to do what it is that is your calling, I advise you to see what you can do to get yourself unstuck. A lot of us are doing a lot of self-exploration. Am I doing what I know I need to be doing? And what steps do I need to take? Do I need to take some classes? Do I need to get out of this relationship that no longer serves me? Do I need to make major changes? Do I need to make minor changes? Because, you know, there's the inner circle and there's the outer circle. The inner circle is what we ourselves can control. It's our emotions. It's our purpose. It's the tasks that we lay out for ourselves every day. That's what we can control. The outer circle, we can't control. We cannot make somebody behave in a certain way. We cannot win the lottery at will. We cannot make our boss see our way all the time. There's the stuff that we can control and the stuff that we can't. So what can you do in your inner circle to live your life's purpose, to do what you know that you need to do to live your best life? Go for it. It may be baby steps. It may be 25 years before you reach that ultimate goal. But won't it be worth it? Won't it be worth it to be your authentic self? And to know that you have no regrets. Yeah.
Wow.
That's my advice. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So many of us aren't running around doing all those things that we always did. And it's a good time for this kind of reflection. We all deserve to have the best life. Like you said earlier, creating your best life is so important. We're here to be happy, to have joy, and to love each other and help each other, right? That's our purpose. So why not live our best life while we're at it? Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure having you. And thank you for listening. Please remember that right after this, there's a replay of this right on the same link. So if you know someone who needs to hear this message, especially the part about stepping into your purpose and stepping into what you love in life, pass this on. Pass this interview on. And have a great rest of your day. And thank you so much for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.